Here at the BI PERS seminar, I'm visiting with Reed Phillips. And Reed, first of all, tell me what you do for BI.
I'm a swine veterinarian, and technically I'm entitled technical manager for PERS Biologics, PERS of the Disease and Biologics for BI Swine Division.
Tell me a little bit about this year's seminar. It's not the first time you've conducted one. Tell me how this one has come together.
I think it's come together really well. We've had several of these meetings now. I think we started 3 or 4 years ago having a PERS area regional control seminar just prior to the IPERS, or International PERS Symposium. And they started small. Each year, our seminar prior to IPERS has gotten bigger. There's been more participation, larger attendance, and it's growing. They've gone very, very well. Each and every year, we try to provide speakers with information. These are people that are working with PERS, PERS Area Regional Control specifically. They're involved in protocols, processes, and tools, methodologies to do area regional control projects with their customers in the practice areas and territories where they live and work. These speakers bring forth the things that they're doing, what they're learning, the challenges they face, the hurdles that they've overcome, and it's good information sharing for everyone involved. I would say the other thing that happens is we continue to develop tools, and so we have speakers that are developing and utilizing tools for these projects, and they're able to share that information with the people in the room, the people that are attending the meeting, and these are tools that are valuable resources for area regional control projects.
Can you explain the value of bringing this information to the participants and for BI as well?
Yeah, first thing, I would say that many in the room, many that attend this seminar are people that are actively involved in PERS area regional control projects, but not all. There's others in the room that are just interested in PERS and new information about PERS, or they're thinking about beginning an area regional control project, or maybe just getting started in an area regional control project. So you have kind of a number of different segments of our industry that attend the meeting. I think the thing that is valuable, though, is this information sharing that goes on, the networking that goes on. Each and everyone in the room wants to know, you know, what's being done out there, what are we learning from that, what's it mean to me, how can I apply that. I think we're putting together some templates, I think, for which other interested parties can use for an area regional control project. I think we have, you know, a long ways to go. Obviously, there's a lot of work, but it's these types of efforts, these types of projects, and the way that we share that information that's going to make the effort moving forward easier, I think.
Well, I assume we'll hear even more project results at next year's seminar. Thanks, Reed Phillips, Beringer Ingelheim. From the PERS seminar, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.